Good morning, everyone. Please be seated if you have not done so already. Welcome again to the ILR School's 76th Commencement Recognition Ceremony. My name is Kevin Harris. I'm the Frank B. Miller Director of the ILR Office of Student Services. I'm joined on stage by many ILR faculty, and joining us throughout the arena are a number of ILR staff members. We're pleased to see that many family members, friends, and other guests in attendance are here to honor our degree candidates. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today. On behalf of my faculty and staff colleagues, I can speak for all of us in saying we're excited to spend this morning celebrating our amazing students and recognizing their accomplishments at Cornell and within the ILR School. It is now my pleasure to introduce Alex Colvin, Kenneth F. Kahn Dean, and Martin F. Scheinman Professor of Conflict Resolution.
Good morning. Thank you all for coming today, and welcome to the graduation ceremony for students in ILR. I want to thank the many family and friends who've trekked from far and wide to come here to recognize the students they have supported on their journeys at ILR. I want to thank our faculty and staff who have helped our students throughout their ILR education, but most important of all, I want to thank and congratulate our graduating students today. Congratulations. We are here today to celebrate their accomplishments, to recognize the degrees that they have earned. Now, what is a degree? It's an achievement, certainly, one that's the product of a lot of hard work. And when my colleagues and I look at the grades, the resumes, the personal statements of our incoming students, we're often amazed at how impressive a group of students that we're going to have the privilege of teaching. We often wonder if we would have been admitted to ILR if we had to compete with you. But then you arrive here on campus and you remove all doubt. There's no question that I and my Gen X compatriots really were a bunch of slackers compared to you. You're prepped by mastering great piles of AP courses. You proceed to terrify your advisors with your credit-laden schedules. Being ILREs, you come here and you run for and then win campus leadership positions. You don't just join clubs, you lead them and create new ones. You start entrepreneurial businesses. You launch social justice movements. You make us proud and a little weary watching all of the things that you do. And you work hard in class. You read, you write, you learn statistics. You master supply-demand diagrams. You learn to research and analyze legal problems. You show the amazing all-around achievements that ILREs are known for. And let's recognize the wonderful achievements of our graduate students. We have master's students who've developed expertise across the broad range of human resource management and labor relations. We have doctoral students who are the emerging scholars providing new research insights on topics we've only begun to think about. Whatever the degree you earn today, you're an ILRE whose accomplishments we are immensely proud of. But also remember, this is not an achievement that you could have done on your own. One of my favorite assignments I give to new students in my colloquium sections is to write something I call the Three People Paper. In it, I ask the students to describe the work experiences of three members of their family, if possible, from three different generations. A grandparent, a parent, a sibling. I ask the students to reflect on how work has changed over time. How did education make a difference? What was the impact of emigrating to a new country? How have careers changed? And the type of workplaces we work in. But the most striking thing to read in these essays is how each generation stands on the shoulders of the one that came before it. The grandparents who moved to a new country to provide opportunities for their families. The parents working long hours, their daughter or son could be the first in their family to go to college. You've achieved much through your hard work, but honor the hard work of those who helped you get here. Graduating students, please join me in giving a round of applause to the family, friends, caregivers, supporters, and mentors who helped you get where you are today. Now, earning a degree from Cornell takes an enormous amount of hard work whenever you do it. But I want to recognize the extra challenges that you, the class of 2022, faced. Back in February 2020, when we started to read news of a new virus called COVID-19, we didn't realize that within a month, we would have evacuated campus, sending our students home, and beginning an unprecedented venture into remote learning. As the country and the world struggled with the human toll of the pandemic and the challenging measures we needed to keep people as safe as possible, you began the process of taking classes over a Zoom screen from a childhood bedroom, a basement, or wherever you could get a decent Wi-Fi connection. Then that fall, we all wondered if we could be back on campus again. After a lot of preparation, some amazing testing work by our colleagues up at the vet school, we did return. Classes were a bit different. Hybrid formats, some online, some in person, a lot of masks. It was hard, but you made it work. You should be proud of your efforts. You continued your studies under challenging circumstances. It required discipline, flexibility, and a lot of goodwill, but you made it work. And then this year, we've managed to move farther along the path out of the depths of the pandemic. Classes were more normal, social activities returning on campus, still taking precautions, but living college life more fully. I know it's been a challenge, but I also think that your ability to persevere through will set you up well for whatever you have to face in the years to come. You've known adversity, you've faced up to it, and recognized that it is part of life. You are the class of 2022, and you'll be stronger for what you've gone through. I hope you'll also recognize that the challenges of the pandemic have reinforced the importance of so much of what we study at ILR. Think about the phenomenon of remote work. A couple of years ago, this was a niche topic studied by a few HR experts, among them our own Professor Brad Bell, who's one of the world's leading experts in this area. But today, it is central to the national conversation. The home office, the Zoom meeting, the balance between work and family life, all are part of our daily conversation. Workplace, health and safety, and essential workers, again, topics that are central issues of our time and that we think about very differently now. These last 2 years have reinforced the importance of understanding the complex and changing world of work, whether it's mask mandates in the office, how to advance racial justice, inclusion, and diversity in the workplace, or whether it's the question if your local Starbucks baristas are going to be represented by a union. The issues we study at ILR are central to the world we live in today. Now, as we move forward, I hope that you'll continue to see the value of this education that you've had here at ILR. When I talk with our alumni, whose ranks you are joining, I'm always struck by how often they mention the value of what they learn at ILR for their careers and their lives. How to think analytically, how to deal with people, how to negotiate. Regardless of the fields that they go into, they find the skills and knowledge they acquired here incredibly valuable, and I'm confident you will do so too. Having earned a degree from Cornell will open doors for you. You'll have opportunities that are rare and valuable, and you should cherish that. But know that once you walk through those doors, you'll have to continue to show that you can realize that promise. This is where you'll have the chance to show that the ILR education you've worked so hard for is valuable. Show that you can analyze the complex situations. Bring together and analyze your reading, writing, and analytical skills. Navigate organizations, negotiate deals, resolve conflicts, stand up for what is right, be a leader, do the things that ILREs do well. There's a quote that I used when I gave this same address 3 years ago to the class of 2019. After 2 years of being unable to have an ILR commencement recognition ceremony as we struggle through the pandemic, that quote seems even more fitting today. Now, I was a very nerdy teenager in the 1980s who played way too much Dungeons & Dragons in high school. So naturally, I'm using a J.R.R. Tolkien Lord of the Rings quote. In response to young Frodo's fears about living in a time of turmoil and uncertainty, Frodo says, "I wish it need not have happened in my time." The wise wizard Gandalf replies, "So do I, and so do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us." Now, that's a line written by a writer who, after graduating from Oxford University in 1915, served his country in the trenches in the horrors of the First World War. But he survived that experience and went on to write one of the most beloved books of the 20th century. Now, a century later, that spirit of persevering through adversity and valuing the time that is given to you continues to echo today. So I want to call on you to go out there and be brave, be purposeful, be kind, be honorable, build a career, build something worthwhile. Take advantage of the opportunities that your ILR education has given you. Be proud of who you are as we congratulate you, the Cornell ILR Class of 2022. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dean Colvin. It's now my pleasure to introduce Professor Chris Collins to recognize the class of 2022 graduate degree candidates.
Dean Colvin, it is my pleasure to present the class of 2022 Doctor of Philosophy degree candidates. Hai-Suk Chung. Yoon-Hee Kim. Congratulations to the class of 2022 Doctor of Philosophy degree candidates. Dean Colvin, I now present the class of 2022 Master of Industrial and Labor Relations degree candidates. Rawan Muhammad A. Al-Jalal. Raisa Junadi. Kayla Ringo. Lauren Bench. Jillian Rogers. Rivali Reddy. Shreya Dandamudi. Meredith Rose Tracy. Lily Gee. Brianna Biagas. Jennifer Ann Best. Jessica Renee Hale. Karen Michelle Castro. Elaine Cheng. Xianher Li. Chuyue Yuan. Kathy Sun. Arti Jagi. Megan Lanto. J. Jeffrey Gautier-Bajot. Jackson Weidenkopf. Lane Welday. Hannah Cooley. Lauren Ray Coots. Dana Markovich. Elena Yankelev. Christopher Cruz. Victor Adrian Yengelo. Leonardo Grajeda. Kim Gordon. Joanna Richter. Flora Hong. Jennifer Jiung Choi. Jewel Lee. Karanjeet Singh. Prusimit Nayak. Ignacio Riesco. Congratulations to the class of 2022 Master of Industrial and Labor Relations degree candidates. Dean Colvin, it's my pleasure to present the class of 2022 Master of Professional Studies degree candidates. David Yontorno. Maggie Arboleda. William David Leach. Kim Cherry Burnett. Robin Lynn Phillips. Rachel Hannah Scheinman. Gideon Goldman. Congratulations to the class of 2022 Master of Professional Degree candidates. Dean Colvin, this concludes the presentation of the class of 2022 graduate degree candidates.
Thank you, Professor Collins, and congratulations to our graduate degree candidates. It is now my pleasure to introduce Senior Associate Dean George Boyer to present the class of 2022 Bachelor of Science degree candidates.
Dean Colvin, it is my honor to present the class of 2022 Bachelor of Science degree candidates. Ashton Kozlik. Caleb Weber. Andrew Redden Klein. Daniela Anna Finkelstein. Helen Claire Kim. Natalie Eileen Sullivan Baker. Sydney Michelle Davor. William Charles Gaylord. Alexander James Weaver. Tyler Damon Pierce. John Allen Clancy. Sabrina Tatarskaya. Rebecca Ann Egan. Renshu Chen. Christina Alexia Stathopoulos. Brianna Ramos. Junzi Sun. Benjamin S. Drain. Isaac Newman. Ryan A. Aguilar. Max Del Bello. Kayla Bakshi. Julia Mary Butterworth. Olivia McCann. Daniel Edwin King. Andrew Mark Landisman. Gabriella Nevin. James Robert Granada. Aiden Ank Tierney. Matthew Aaron Samalo. Noah Allen Campbell. Michael Scott Bender. Irene Simone Partsu. Natalie Leanne Robayo. Hayden L. Stokely.
Stokely, sorry.
Thomas J. DiGaetano. Furman Mendiv. John Daniel Camacho Arona. Nathan David Lamb. Christopher Paul Gardner. Megan Jean Frischer. Stephen Rothman. Valerie G. Kong. Avery L. Putnam. Michael Seitz. Amelia Carlene Flamenhoft. Danielle Austin Luntz. Rachel Vera Bluestein. Brandon Spencer Katz. Joseph Maestra Perakia. Michael Panissi. Amanda May Newman. Conrad Minkler Frere. Tal S. Dotan. Tiffany Connie Deplis. Susanna Kaplan Boyer. Hannah Mae Schmelken. Grace Jungwon Choi. Annika Kiran Bajpai. Alexandra Romandanov. Leah Danielle Spielman. Lucas Gian Zumpano. Andrew Cole Yanover. Ryan James Weiss. Maxwell Joseph Beck. Benjamin Jack Schwartz. Noah Braille. Ethan Alfred Mullen. Michael Jonah Ratskin. Sarju D. Patel. Mariana Gomaris. William Tex Gilbert. Jonathan W. Zacharias. Luke P. Yasinet. Samuel Archibald McBride. Satya Elijah Maitreya. Benjamin Joseph Ostfield. Lachlan Philip Charles. Daniel Francesco Hernandez. Charles Thayer Drake Colhane. Aaron Jason Lafazon. Benjamin Jacob Hirsch. Aiden James Opstler. Samantha Chase Kirshner. Madeline Ann Collick. Emma Bellett. Sarah Fassberg. Caroline E. Bartolotta. Carolyn Ruth Mason. Sophie Newman. Indigo Pavlov. Morgan McQueenie Leung. Angela Shi. Brian Joseph Henn. Shamira LaDawn Coleman. Christopher Okopi Agbo. William Henry Harvey. Thor Ambach Illich. Fernando Andres Ferrer. Wilfred Paul Messier III. Connor Coakley Phelps. John Alexander Sandberg. Hargan Sodi. Kataki Nia Joshi. Julie Seljagard. Sydney Xingyi Chang. Alicia Davi Tan. Autumn Kramer. Oliver Eccleston. Ilana Kruchenetskaya. Jude Thaddeus Martini. I would now like to introduce Kevin Harris, Frank B. Miller, Director of Student Services, to continue presenting the Class of 2022 Bachelor of Science degree candidates.
Liam Kevin Butler. Jacqueline Marie Torres. Stefan Enquist. Angelica Elizabeth Majorczyk. Madeline Suling Kuo. Vicky W. Shi. Kerabul Takaste Wondamu. Christina Nicole Sanchez. Angelica Arroyo. Sarah Marie Elizabeth Mannix. Tamara Concepcion Munoz. Daniel Roniel James II. Ulachi Audrey Wunke. Alexander Veneto Mark Eshelman. Ashley Brianne Acosta. Justin Eric DeBerry. Latoya Naomi Francis. Zaki Morgan. Yekong Wu. Leah Sophie Tilson. Carolyn Grace Manning. Emily E. Wallace. Diana O. Narangas. Sachin Sohail Shah. Victor Sebastian Rosas. Matthew G. Gavietta. Nicholas K. Ono. Richard Carson Benjamin. Bernardo Merson Hames. Leanne Malolas Rabihi. Annika Shabuya Kuning. Henry Emmanuel. Amir Reza Mozami. Zephyr Shabir Joyo. Zuhair Emadun. Amreen Aslam. Thrushi Krishnan. Joshua Andrew Mooney. Nicholas Charles Sweet. Michael James Coolish. Andrew N. Sang. Pearson Shota Orr. Lucas Christian Puccini. Evan Thomas Brewey. Michelle Hong. Patricia Chung Loy. Tavia Yuva Raju. Harrison Ryu Kadish. Casey Martin. Vivian Chen. Jessica Page Desidu. Carrie Elizabeth Gettler. Michaela Rose Cable. David Arthur Kamhai. Nicholas Potamides. Christopher Mario Costa. Matthew Tan. Juliana Juyung Kim. Tracy Shu. Tong Lee. Nicole Wang. Jason Jonathan Wong. Zi-Ching Yang. Charles Christopher Ferguson. Madison Lynn Epperson. Shabolsh Wixell. Grant Lewis Weisberg. John David Dufour. Cole Michael Steubing. Liam Joseph Farrell. Bradley Jacob Silver. Samuel Max Zechariah Stamler. Hannah Kim. Anna Winnikow. Alexis Robin Klein. Noah Harrison Rubenstein. Joseph Isaac Rubenstein. Alec Matthew Pinchuk. Richard Lilly. Siddharth Narayan Tripathi. Rocio Chanez. Jennifer Flores. Melissa Ruiz Hernandez. Samuel Castaneda. May O. Grace Ellen Fairchild. Kylie Grinwald. Emily Ryan McKinney. Alexander William Foley. Shayla Nicole Coombs. Jessica Ann Morales. Jonathan Zhang. Laura Marie, or Mary, rather, Holland. Alexis Maria Martin Fintland. Sherelle Joanne Farmer. Yuan Chen. Sophia Petrula. Melanie Santana. Gabrielle Anna Phillip. Rose Jiachen Dryzen. Kelly Rose Franzblau. Ashley Nicole Bivens. Hannah Ritter. Olivia Jane Smith. Walter Lorenzo Check. Marie Ann Berry. Kari Elise Price. Taylor Oviana Owens. Teresa Grace Mabenefo. Caroline Elizabeth Johnson. Catherine Aris St. Hilaire. Sydney Malia Waite. Meghna Maharishi. Sahana Sridhar. Mallory Gabriel Aziz. Maya Simone Volkal. Hannah Ann Potter. Lauren Elizabeth Arnett. Tanya Ethakati. Stella Jessica Lenardi. Noah Khalil Huber. Natalie Fran Rosier. Kanisha Paliwal. Alex Spencer Jones. Michael John Stefanko. Juliana M. Gay. Lucy Lee. Christina Michelle Walker Robinson. Justin Benjamin Suzan. Amber Lee Sundaram. Nastasia Arkadyeva Nikitina. Jake LaShelle Cowan. John Michael Millar. Excuse me. Parsa Salsali. Catherine Draves. Florentino Guillermo Hawthorne. Caitlin Margaret Martin. Colin Patrick Schlissel. Caleb Matthew Harden. Koichi Takara. Jeremy Y. Sharp. Grace Christine Ogden. Stephanie Yang. Sarah Ruan. Elisa Hami Yee. Shu-Ping Lee. Demi Dong. Stephen Young. Tukashi Uosa. Turner William DePalma. Colby McGowan. Alexis San Martin. David Eugene Moore Jr. Pamela Tan. Erica Danielle Ichanis. Dean Colvin, This concludes the presentation of the class of 2022 undergraduate degree candidates. Congratulations once again. This concludes the ILR School's 76th commencement recognition ceremony. We ask that all guests remain seated as faculty, staff, and students recess from the area and move into the reception area. We encourage all of you to join your students at the ILR reception, which will begin momentarily on the other side of the curtain. Congratulations to the class of 2022. Thank you. 2020. Congratulations.